Hello and welcome to another podcast from the Wicket Gate magazine. And we're continuing in the series What Saith the Scriptures and looking at 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy is one of the three epistles commonly known as the pastoral epistles, the other two being 2 Timothy and the epistle to Titus. The common title stems from the fact that a good deal of the material in all three letters takes to deal with pastoral issues within the Church of Christ and the pastoral office and the position itself. An overall title text might be found in the words of 1 Timothy chapter 2 verses 14 to 15. These things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. The pastoral epistles deal with matters that have to be with our right behaviour in the Church of Christ to which we belong. To facilitate this, there are words of instruction regarding the Church's worship and rule and calling. The offices of elder and deacon are dealt with in the qualifications called for those offices, and other groupings are considered. Widows, aged men, younger women, aspiring elders, and so on. Everything is to be pursued from the basis of sound doctrine. And in an age of indefinite doctrinal standing, the pastoral epistles should be of paramount importance to all professing Christians. Apart from the strictly pastoral passages of the three epistles, there are many words of personal comfort and exhortation, and some of the grandest texts of the Word of God are found in the course of the three letters. For example, 1 Timothy 1 verse 15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. In 1 Timothy 1 verse 17. Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honour and glory for ever and ever. Amen. In 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Such good words abound. Timothy was a native of either Derbe or Lystra in the region of Lycaonia, and from an early age had known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make us wise unto salvation. You'll find that in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15. He was of Jewish and Greek parentage. He appears to have been brought up by his mother and grandmother, both of whom were devout women, and apparently converted from Judaism at the time of Paul's first visit to that region, described in Acts chapter 14. At that time, Timothy would have been still quite young. By the time of his second visit, however, Paul obviously saw him as ready and able to accompany him as his missionary companion and helper. And from that point onwards, he was the closest of all of Paul's fellow labourers and fellow prisoners too. The first epistle was written to Timothy sometime prior to Paul's final journey to Rome and to his second imprisonment there, where he was to enter into the time of my departure that he speaks about in the second letter. Trust that you found this short item on 1 Timothy of benefit. This is another podcast from the Wicket Gate magazine, www.wicketgate.co.uk. Thanks for listening.